What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video of Logan Paul's scam. I guess he didn't refund nobody when he was supposed to. But before we do, I'm going to get into a word from PromoPalace.biz. Let's pull up the ad round.
Scheme for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, go to the website you see scrolling below me, promopalace.biz. Okay. My light went out. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into the video. I didn't expect that light to go out right there.
Scam created by Logan Paul and a team of criminals, oh, and a dude named Jeff, which ultimately resulted in millions of dollars being stolen from fans. I was threatened with a lawsuit for exposing it, but ultimately, Logan Paul decided to thank me instead for his public undressing and announced a $1.8 million refund to the victims. Now, I thought that was a great ending to the story, but I also said this. I'll follow up in the future to make sure that he actually gives that money away. And that's why we're here today. It's been 6 months, so here's a follow-up. Logan Paul has not paid back his victims. He hasn't talked about it since he first announced he was going to pay them back. And what's worst of all, he doesn't seem to have a plan in place to refund anyone. How do I know that? Well, because I've been asking Logan for that plan to refund people the entire time behind the scenes in messages like these. Quote, hey, Logan, following up on the zoo refunds, when should people expect those? It's been about a month. And then a month later, following up again. People are wondering what's going on. Almost been 2 months. Very frustrating for victims to get promises and then see nothing and get zero communication. And then later, hey, Logan, following up for a third time, it's been over 5 months since you promised to refund the victims of CryptoZoo over $3 million. I meant to say $1.8 million there. The price of crypto changed a lot, so what this buyback was going to be was constantly changing. I just misspoke there. Either way, my point was this. Quote, you haven't contacted any of them, nor explained why you haven't done what you said you'd do. Meanwhile, you got public credit for promising to do this. And all of this, Logan didn't respond to, which is odd since he was such a fan of me reaching out to him personally. You know, instead of making things public?
Maybe we could have talked about this if you had reached out to me personally, not my manager, Jeff, who is not me, Steven.
Well, I did reach out to you and I got no response. In fact, the only response I got came on my fourth attempt to reach Logan, but this one came from his criminal defense lawyers. A guy named Jeffrey Neiman emailed me after my fourth attempt saying, Steven, see inserted on behalf of Logan Paul. Now, to be honest, I had no idea who Logan Paul was until I researched the lawyer and learned that he, quote, regularly defends individuals and corporations in white-collar criminal litigations. And that's when I realized, oh, that Logan Paul. Why didn't you just say you defended alleged white-collar criminals? Would have saved me a Google search. So I opened up the letter and it read, we represent Logan Paul. Mr. Paul has informed us of your outreach about the status of the CryptoZoo buybacks. Mr. Paul remains committed to this process. We are working with Mr. Paul to evaluate the best way to achieve this goal. In the meantime, please direct to our attention any further inquiries to Mr. Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that waiting for a refund from a company or a business or a person for 5 months, that really sounds like they're really committed. let me chime in for a second. This doesn't shock me. There's a lot of this going on with the cryptocurrency and stuff like that. like, you got to be careful with a lot of these new ventures and new businesses. That's where a lot of the scammers are. And Logan Paul really doesn't look good in the situation right now. And I bet you they whacked up that $1.8 million and people started spending it already. And the fact that, like, I thought Logan Paul was supposed to be super duper rich, making all this money that he can't refund. I mean, I don't know how long this took, like, how long of time this took over place, like, where this $1.8 million accumulated. Was it a year, 2 years, whatever? But, yeah, man. This doesn't look good. This could definitely ruin a reputation.
Thank you for your patience and understanding. Now, that might seem like a good step in the right direction to you. At least we got a response on behalf of Logal. But when I read their response carefully, I realized things were actually worse than I thought. Because two things are absent from this statement. One, a timeline for refunds. And two, a plan for refunds. I mean, you have this abominable statement which says, we are working with Mr. Paul to evaluate the best way to achieve this goal.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, these people ain't going to get their refunds.
So you're still at the whiteboard then? Guys, this is a statement you say when you have no plan or you're stalling, right? You say, we're evaluating the best options. I mean, that's where Logan was back in January. He was evaluating. Am I supposed to believe 6 months later, you guys haven't figured this out? You've gathered all the boys in the office, brainstorming every single day. How do we refund people? And you don't know? I mean, listen, he had more of a plan, Logan did, back in January. I'm not even sure what there is to even still figure out, because way back then, January 16th, he said, I've committed more than $1.8 million. For those who do not want to wait for CryptoZoo to be completed, players will be able to burn their base eggs and base animals for their mint price. I mean, there it is. That's the plan. Pay a blockchain dev to code that up and pay the victims their money. That's it. But we see absolutely no sign of that. And it's not for a lack of Logan having the cash. He's on a world tour for Prime right now, bragging about how much money his drink company is making.
In January of this year, we did $45 million.
Oh, wow.
So $45 million and you can't refund $1.8 million. Something's going on here. You know what I think's going on here? Let me tell you what I think's going on here. I think Logan Paul wants to pass the buck. I think he got scammed. He scammed people. He got scammed into scamming people, basically. He got scammed into scamming people, and now he doesn't want to pay up. He doesn't feel like he should pay up because he feels... he feels like he's a victim too, probably. I bet you that's what's going on. He's gonna play victimhood. I got scammed into scamming people. I didn't know. Da 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 da. But there's no way I could be in Logan Paul's shoes and tell people I'm gonna refund $1.8 million and then sit there and say I made $45 million in sales. Yes, it's a whole different business, but oh well. Just get that $1.8 million out the way. You'll make it back on drink sales if you're making $45 million in sales. That's crazy. Something is definitely fishy here. I'm going to go out on a limb and say these people never get their money back.
In January.
Yeah.
Wow, $45 million is a good month. Also, January happens to be the same month Logan promised those CryptoZoo refunds.
I didn't think of that.
So there's no good explanation for why Logan hasn't refunded his victims yet, because he had a plan back in January. He had the money. But there's even less of a good explanation for why he hasn't explained himself for the delay to either me privately or to the victims publicly, who are just waiting around for months with no word about the status of their promised refund. Now, eventually, I do believe Logan will address this. I think he has to. And when he does, I think he'll probably point to a lawsuit that he's in for the reason he couldn't speak. He had to be silent. He's tried this before, and it didn't make a lot of sense then either.
Which kind of fits my narrative. He's playing victim. Kind of fits my narrative, victim.
I had to rely on my team. I crumbled internally.
And the advice was, while actual legal process was going on because of criminal investigation taking place that CoffeeZilla highlighted in his series, I had to stay silent. And for a year, I'm hounding Jeff. Hounding Jeff. How do we make this?
Okay, but what does that have to actually do with you doing the refunds? What does you staying silent have to do with the refunds? Because you already made a statement that you would do the refunds. You've already, you know, what he said, we've already, you know, put a $1.8 million, you know, basically aside to do this. This is something fishy going on here.
That's right.
All right, let's get this straight. Logan was dying to make CryptoZoo right the first time, but was legally required to be silent until a YouTuber talked about it? Did the judge magically unseal his lips when my video dropped? I'm confused. He's not prevented from explaining himself, and he's certainly not legally prevented from giving people their money back. Even if you want to...
Like I said, what does him being silent have to do with the refund? Those two things have nothing to do with each other.
Argue the point that maybe Logan might look more guilty if he promises to pay victims. Well, sure, but he already did that, though. He said he felt so bad that he was going to refund $1.8 million to the affected people who invested. But actually delivering that promise doesn't add any layer of admission to that guilt. He already said he was responsible. At this point, refunding people is just doing what he said he was going to do from the beginning. No, I think the real reason Logan hasn't paid, if I had to guess, is just because either he does not want to pay, he cannot be bothered to pay on time, or he's just stalling, all of which are unacceptable. Because let me remind you of his promise. Quote, I have committed more than $1.8 million for those who do not want to wait for CryptoZoo to be completed. That is what he said, and the people are tired of waiting, including me. After months of trying to work behind the scenes and ask questions behind the scenes privately to him, I'm just out of ideas, and I'm stuck trying to speak to Logan in the only language I believe he understands. Self-interest. Logan, if I could speak to you for a second. Okay, bring in the camera. This isn't worth your time. Getting publicly flogged like this every 6 months. What are we going to be doing this in a year? No. Okay? It's not worth your time. It's barely worth my time.
You know what? He's right. Like... You said you made $45 million in a month. You should have just paid it, got it out the way. You would look like this great, you know, guy who's very honest, decent human being. Now you're looking like a scumbag. You're looking like a complete scumbag. I think even like whatchamacallit had to refund a bunch of money, Soulja Boy, when people were buying those little scooters with stolen credit cards. I think he even refunded a ton of money and whatnot. But the whole world knowing you scam people out of $1.8 million, that doesn't bode well with your reputation. That doesn't make you look good in the public eye. So it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to have the refund. And I'm going to go with the number one on what old boy said, is that he probably doesn't want to refund that money. I mean, who the hell would want to refund $1.8 million? You know, that's a lot of money to have to refund. But, like, you know, if you want to be looked at as an honest, decent human being, it'd probably be the best thing to do. You know, just because somebody scammed you into scamming people doesn't make it right. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.